There is a din by Erechus. Somebody who says Erech Ploni a lot, that sometimes is a kula, a leniency, and sometimes it's a chomer, a stringency, depending on the case. We'll see later on in this mission of what the case is. The sada achuza lahakel ula hachmer. There's also a din by somebody who's makdish a sada achuza, a field that he inherited. And this din also sometimes would be a kula and sometimes would be a chomer. B'shor hamur shehemes is a eved lahakel ula hachmer. There is a din by a shor hamur, a shor that gored three times previously, that killed an eved. This din also sometimes is a kula and sometimes is a chomer. The ones umafata umoti shemra lahakel ula hachmer. There's a din by an ones, somebody who's ma'anes an isha, and by a mafata, somebody who seduces an isha, and a moti shemra, somebody who's moti shemra on his wife that he did not find basulim, that this din sometimes is a kula and sometimes is a chumra, depending on the case, and all the cases we'll see later on in this parak. Yesh be'erech and lahakel ula hachmer keitza. What's a din by erech and that sometimes is a kula and sometimes is a chumra? Echad sheherech es anoah shev Yisrael, ve'es hakar shev Yisrael, no sein chamishim sela. Whether somebody is mar, the most beautiful person shev Yisrael that's worth a lot of money, or whether he was mar, the ugliest person shev Yisrael that's worth very little to be sold as an eved, it doesn't make a difference in any case. He gives 50 sela if it's a zacha between 20 and 60. As when you say Erech Ploni Allah, we don't look at the value of that person. Instead, we look only at his age. If he is a zacha between 20 and 60, that is the largest amount of erechin that you give. You would give 50 sela, even if his worth is much less than that. So therefore, this din is sometimes a kula and sometimes a chumra. As it is a kula, if the person is worth much more than 50 sela, and the Torah tells us that you only have to give 50 sela. But sometimes this din is a chumra. As if your ma'ach hakar is shebi Yisrael that's worth much less than 50 sela, still you would have to give 50 sela. Vim ama hari dama balai, no sin is shebi. But if you were not ma'ach the person, instead you said, may ploni alai, his value I will give to Hegdish, in such a case, you would give his value. It doesn't depend on the age in that case, it depends how much he is worth to be sold as an eved, and after we estimate his value, that is the amount that you would give to Hegdish. We had in the previous mission that there's a din by a sada achuza, somebody who's magdish a sada achuza, which is a field that he inherited, that this din sometimes is a kula and sometimes is a chumra. When do we find this din? When in the field that he was magdish was becholos hamachol, the field near the city, which is not very valuable and it's frequently stepped on, or whether the field he was magdish was part of the orchards of Sebasti, a place where the orchards are very valuable. When the person who is Magdish or somebody else wants to be quoted to redeem it from Hegdish, there's a flat fee to pay, which is 50 shekel kesser for the size of the field that you can grow 30 saw of sa'irim. And even if the field is very valuable, such as Pardasa Sebasti, that's worth much more than 50 shekel kesser, even so, the Xeris HaKasif is that you only give to Hegdish 50 shekel kesef for the size of a field of Zerach Chomer Seirim. And in such a case, this din would be a kula. And sometimes this din is a chumra. And sometimes you're makdish a field, the cholas hamachot, that the field is not worth 50 shekel kesef. And even so, the Torah tells us, when you redeem the field, you have to give 50 shekel kesef. In such a case, the din is a chumra. Now, if the field also has ilanos, has trees, the trees have to be redeemed b'shavyo, according to their fair value. But the rest of the field would be redeemed according to this chesbon of 50 shekel kesef per zerach chomer seirim. U'v'sadem mikneh noisin eshavyo. But if somebody is magdish a sadem mikneh, a field that he bought from somebody else, not a field that he inherited, in such a case, when the field is redeemed either by the baal or by somebody else, you have to give the full value. The din of 50 shekel kesef for zerach chomer seirim does not apply by a sadem mikneh. Instead, you redeem it by giving the full value of the field to Hegdish. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Echa Sada Achuza, the Echa Sada Mikna. Rabbi Eliezer said, this din, that you give a 50 shekel kesef for a field the size of a Zerach Chomer Seirim when you redeem the field, applies both to a Sada Achuza and to a Sada Mikna. Even if the field that you were magdish was a Sada Mikna, the amount that you would give when you redeem it is 50 shekel kesef for the size of a field of Zerach Chomer Seirim. Ma Bein Sada Achuza, the Sada Mikna. So what is the difference between somebody who's magdish a Sada Achuza or somebody who's magdish a sada mikneh? Ela shebeseda achuza noisein chomesh. or the Sarah Mikna Aina Naisin Chemish. The difference would be somebody who is Magdish a Sarah Chuza, a field that he inherited, if the Baal, the owner of the field, wants to redeem it, he has to add a fifth to the price that he gives to Hegdish. As opposed to if somebody else is potet, he would not have to add a fifth. Only if the Baal is potet does he add a fifth. But by a Sarah Mikna, somebody is Magdish a field that he bought, in such a case, even the Baal would not have to add a fifth when he redeems it from Hegdish. Now, the Mefarshim speak out, there is one more difference between somebody who's Magdish a Sarah Achuza and somebody who is Magdish a Sarah Mikna, which is, if somebody other than the Baal is potet and redeems a Sarah Achuza, when the Ebo arrives, the field would be split up and given to the Kohanim that are serving in the Beit HaMikdash in that Mishmor which is serving at the time that Yovel arrived. As opposed to by a Sarah Mikna, the person who redeems a Sarah Mikna, when Yovel arrives, he gives it back to the original owner, and that is a din. When you sell a field, it is given back to you when Yovel arrives.